Mesachas Kelim, Perikhaf Mishnah Beis. Chemes Chalilim, a bagpipe. And this certainly seems like a bagpipe because it's described by the Mefarshim as being a bag, although this one's made of leather, that was filled with air and used to pump air out through various pipes attached to it. So it's a musical instrument that we're going to say Tahira min HaMidras. That is going to be tar from Midras because you can't sit on the bag and play the musical instrument at the same time. It would squeeze all the air out and you wouldn't be able to play it. So since it cannot be used for its primary function while used as a seat, it is tar from Midras. Arevas Pisainis, a trough used for construction, and it's used for construction material. Some say this was rocks and earth. Others say you would mix cement in it. But in any event, you had this wooden trough. Beishamai said that in addition to its being tamei, in regular sense that any other keli would be tamei, it's also tamei midras because the workers would sit inside this trough while it was being carted to the job site. Veishil imrin tamei mace. Beisholo say it's only tamei mace because even though the workers might be happy to sit in that thing while it's being moved to the job site, most people would not because you would get filthy. Areva mishne leg viatishakaben. An areva, a trough. Now we're talking about the type used to knead dough. And it's between two leg and nine kaben. And more on that in a moment. Shenistika, then it cracked, tmeya midras. It is tame as midras because people would turn the thing upside down and use it as a stool. You couldn't use it to knead dough in it anymore, but you could use it and you would use it for a stool. The reason why it had to be this specific size was any smaller than two leg, it's too small to use as a stool. Larger than tishakavim, it's really valuable and you would fix it so that you can still use it as a trough and you would not use it as a stool. Now, this cracked trough, hinicha bakshamim, if you left it out in the rain, v'nispacha, and it swells up, and that seals shut the crack, tamei tamei meis, it's tamei tamei meis, even though this is only a temporary state of affairs. Eventually, it's going to dry out, the crack will reopen, and as we see in a moment, bakadim, if you left it in the east wind, which was deemed to be a hotter and a drier wind, v'nistika, and then it cracked, because again, it dried out, mekabelas midras, it's mekabel tumas midras again. Now, this is an instance where we are more strict with the remnants of a clay ace, that is, in this case, the cracked trough, which is all of a sudden susceptible to tumas midras, than we are with a brand new one, which would not be necessarily susceptible to such tuma. And then a similar concept, and we also have a chumrah by the remnants of wicker kalim, from their original state. Because if you have a brand new wicker keli, which is made, this is sort of a basket made of wicker, which are just woven twigs, it's not mekabel tuma until it is finished. And that finishing step is the rim around the top edge has to be woven in a finished fashion so it doesn't unravel. But once that has happened, as chasmo, you have finished it, then even though the lips have now unraveled, they have fallen off, and so it's starting to fall apart, even the smallest size that of a remnant of this wicker basket, as long as it still has a remnant, as long as it has a base kibble, it still has a rim around it that it can function as a receptacle, tmeim, it's going to be tumim. Mishnah Gimel. Makel, a stick. She'asai base yud lekardem, that you used as a handle for a spade. And you're just using this temporarily. This isn't the, permanently attached. You have the spade blade and you need a handle for it. So you grab a handy stick and you stick it in there and you can use it as a handle. Chibur latuma b'shas melacha. It is considered connected for the purposes of tuma while it is being used, but not once you're finished using it. Reason being, because this is only temporarily there. That little piece of wood is not of any particular value. It's not meant to stay in there permanently. It falls off, or you'll take it out and you'll throw it away. Hadyuster. Now, the dyuster is it's a combination of two words, dyu, which meant to, and star, which meant direction. It is a keli. It's not a keli. It's a wooden pole with two holes in it. And you would stick into the, and the holes would go left to right and front to back. So you have one hole that goes left, right, and one hole from the front to the back. And into those holes, you would stick metal rods and wind yarn around those metal rods. So now those metal rods are mekabel tuma, but the stick itself, the pole itself, is not normally because it's just pshutei clay eight. It's a straight piece of utensil of wood, doesn't have a receptacle in it, and so it's not makabel tuma on its own. But we say chibur latuma b'shas melacha, while it is being used with those metal rods in place, it is connect is considered connected for the purposes of tuma while it's being used. When it's not being used, however, no, it's not considered connected, even because it's only a temporary arrangement. We say it's only temporarily being used for this. But kavai bichloinas, let's say you set this metal pole into a wooden post. This wooden post is a very substantial piece of wood. It's large, and it, according to some shittas, it's attached to the ground. According to other shittas, it's attached loosely. It's not quite clear what exactly the story was with it, but it was not makabel tuma, and it could not really be made to be makabel tuma, as we'll see. Tame. But then if this stick, this pole that you're using as a deuster, is set into the post, the big wooden beam, then we'll say it's time, because by setting it into the beam, into the post, you're showing that you want to use it permanently as a deuster, so now it is considered, has that permanent status, and now it's a keli. The ene chibrila, and it's not considered attached to the post, so the post does not become makabel tuma. Asavai deuster, but if you take the post itself and you make the deuster in the post itself, so you take this big wooden block, this big wooden beam, and you drill two holes in it to put the metal rods through to use as your deuster to wrap the yarn around, einei tamei ela tzarka. The only part of the post that becomes tame is the part that's necessary for the function of the deuster, and all the other parts of the post will not become tame. Kise shekva'i b'chleinus. And now let's say instead of a deuster, you stick a chair onto a post. Tame. The chair is going to be tame, v'eine chiberle, but it's not attached to the post. So the post is not going to be tame. Asavai kise, what if you carve into, you make a chair out of the post itself. You carve a chair in the post itself, so you're not attaching something separate. Again, einei tamei ela makame. Only the chair is going to be tame. Only that spot is tame, but the rest of it will not. Kva'i b'kairas beis habad. Let's say you attach the chair to the large beam of an olive press. Tame, it is going to be tame ve'ene chibrila, but it's not going to be considered attached to the olive press. Asa b'roisha kise. What if you made a chair at the end of this pole of the, you know, this large beam of the olive press? Tahar. That chair is going to be tahar. Why? Mipnei sha'imrin lai amayid v'nasa esmachtenu. Stand up so we can do our work. You cannot use the chair and the olive press at the same time. And the primary purpose of this piece of wood is to be used as the beam of an olive press. So therefore, this chair has no status because the chair cannot be used as a chair while you are using the beam for an olive press.